It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Hey, everybody, it's Mark. How you doing? It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour coming to you live December 9th, 2024. It is 8 a.m. Pacific. It's 11 a.m. on the East Coast. How are you? Can you feel the Aries? Can you feel? I hope you guys are doing well. If it's your first time coming or if you want to join us in the chat room, come join us. All you have to do is look. You don't have to talk. You can just observe. You can be a part of the lovely gang that is the 1-2. I get there by going over to 1-2radio.com, which I'm doing exactly right now as I speak to you. And when I go to 1-2radio.com, on the left-hand side, you are going to see a link that says here, chat. Click the chat link on the left-hand side. It's like the third item down, and you'll be brought over into the Facebook chat room where my producer, friend, colleague, and advisor at 1-2 Listen, Jay Varvel, has put up the banner. And it's so funny. I hope you're on the mailing list to get that banner, to get those things that we send out. It is not a problem. We do not abuse you. We never give the list away. And you just go to 1-2house.com and click that you want to be a part of the most amazing community of people that I know. The Power Peak, written by CA, by Mo, by Kelly, by Ginger and Gracie, soon to be back. It's so expensive. It's ridiculous. Because it doesn't cost you anything, and yet it's priceless. It doesn't cost you anything, and we don't do anything with your information except tell you when the next sale at 1-2 Listen is. Really? I just think it's great. So please, 1-2house.com, 12house.com, go sign up on the mailing list. Show that you love us. It's a way, those numbers mean something. They really do. They mean something to me, to us, that we're doing something right. And I hope that we can prove that by being something that you want and need. If you come into the chat room and you click comments on the bottom right under the picture, this is the complicated part that a teenager developed for Facebook. But you click 13, I think it says 13. There's comments right there, and then you get it, and then you'll get something that says most relevant comments. Well, do you just want all comments? Like, who's deciding if they're relevant or not? Just know that isn't us. Okay, that's Facebook. And when you do that, when you select all comments, you see the amazing Truly McCabe. She says, good morning. So happy to be tuning in this clear winter morning. I hope you're going to bring us the dirt on what's going on above. I will, baby. I will bring the dirt. And you know what? I just looked out. We are having snow. How can you live in Colorado and not say you love snow? I guess there's people who do. I maybe did that at one time. When you commute, you just hate it. I don't have to commute. I just have to look out my window. God, thank you so much. I'm so grateful. I have a moment of gratitude when I look out and I say, I don't have to do anything but love my dogs today. Talk to you guys. My life feels good this moment. So thank you for being a part of that. Maureen, good morning. It's definitely been a wonky retrograde. Okay, Maureen, we're going to want lists. Because all retrogrades don't have to be wonky. I want lists because some good things have happened to me and I want to keep that list going. Nadine, good morning. She's sending all kinds of love our way. Look at that beautiful graphic. Just in the heart of creativity. Lynn Goldberg's in the house. Good morning. Good coffee. Happy to be here with the 1-2 family for your Astrology Hour. Mark, Lynn, you're so sweet. You are really, really so sweet. We have someone from across the pond in the UK. Erica Longdon is here. She says, season greetings in Cornish, and it's Nadelic Lowen. And I know I said that flawlessly. Thank you, Erica. Erica's an amazing advisor at 1-2 Listen. She also has Tune In with Erica on Thursdays. You got to tune in. I mean, seriously, she will blow you away. Tara's in the house. Tara, good morning to you. Tara. You know, I have to, I don't know why I have to flub that up every week, but my first little baby doggy was Tara. And so, you know, I think and most people pronounce it Tara, so I'm assuming you do too. Pamela Snow, morning. Bringing us good news, right? Wink, wink. Always bring y'all good news. What the hell? Hi, Judith. Welcome. Eva is in the house. Good morning, Eva. Patricia Rich, thanks for being here. Peggy's in the house with Yogi. Hi, Peggy. Peggy's an amazing advisor over at One Two. She has a show, All My Angels, and Peggy and I, the more I get to know Peggy, the more depth I see in her. Not that I ever thought she wasn't. She works for One Two. How could she not be? But her training, her commitment, her love, her work with the angels, pretty stellar. Alicia, thanks for being here. Hi, Quelly, grand rising to you. Love the graphics. Jay Barbell's in the house. He better be. Hi, Jay. Meaning, who else would put up the banner? Judith, curious what happens when my natal Mars out of bounds in Gemini in the 12th, now reversed. Does that make me even more out there? Nah, not at all, as proven by your post. Laura, we'll talk more, Judith. Good morning, Mark and Jay. Thanks for being here. You guys, thank you. I will check on the room periodically. I just saw, I see the little posts keep coming up and they distract my vision, so I'm going back to today's chart. The moon went into Aries. We're at the very beginning of the Aries moon stage. Whenever we can grab some fire during this time, because the sun is in Sag, Mercury's in Sag, Mars is in Leo, the moon is in Aries, we want that grand trine energy with us, because let me tell you, it is magic. The grand trine energy is magic. It really is. And I know a grand trine person. In fact, I was going to see, I want you guys to check this out too. I knew Michelle Green, and I'm just giving a shout out, unsolicited shout out to Michelle Green, who has an insane artistic ability, like many of you in the room do. But the difference is that I got to see Michelle grow, and she is at, I'm gonna actually post her little website, because I'm just really proud of Michelle, at Fiato Art. So it's M-O-Z-Z-A, Fiato Art. And I'm just in the mood to really just say hey, because I've watched her work. It's insane. And I knew Michelle when she was a call center person, a young girl. So forgive me for any, I just want to do that on the side, because sometimes it just, people do something that just astounds me. And I like to support all of you. You know, I do. So join me, and I'm going to post that in the room just so I can get that off my mind. I've been wanting to do that for so long. Send Michelle a little love, because when you see the art, maybe you'll just sign up and get on the mailing list. It's kind of extraordinary. And she did this all on her own, with her own training. She does her own videos. Young, a beautiful being inside and out. So please, let me endorse her without any shame. Because I would do that for all of you. And I love Michelle, and I'm really proud of her. So that's Michelle, M-O-Z-Z-A-F-I-A-T-O, Art. Okay. It's Italian for something. I think it might mean splendid or something beautiful, because that's kind of her spirit. She's pretty beautiful. And the reason I bring her up is she is a grand trine in fire. And that's what's in the sky today. So what I want is us to notice when that moon goes into Aries, it trines Mars, it trines the sun, and a trine means it connects with them in the element of fire. And whenever you're connecting in the element of fire, you're getting inspiration, and you're getting a sense of hopefulness, and you're getting, and if you're not feeling any of those things, what I'm trying to tell you is simply intending that ignites it, because fire is in the air today. Fire is in the air for the next couple days. Fire will be in the air for the next, like a lot of days, with Mars being in Leo going retrograde and Mercury in Sag going retrograde, which all stops on Sunday. Not all, but Mercury stops going retrograde on Sunday. And I know some of you are like, yay, whatever. And you think I'm making it up, that I think the Mercury retrograde is a profound time, and an extraordinary time. And I'm not just trying to flow against the river of consciousness that everybody believes. This is really a terrible thing. I know a lot of you experience a more heightened sense of something during the retrograde. I'm asking you, and I have been asking you, to consciously change it. Because what does it take to change our life but consciousness, right? Just a simple intention. Why, if your perception is dependent on your projection, like in other words, you already have a set of beliefs and ideas and things inside of you. So when you look at something, it's colored with all those things. So when you look outside the world during a retrograde time period, unless you were told you were in a retrograde and it's really terrible, there's no reason for you to believe that. I'm just asking to say, oh, maybe I could just change my mind. Maybe I could just choose a way to look at this a little differently. Is that possible? I mean, are astrologers stuck believing in what they're taught? Do we have no right to say, wait a minute, that didn't fit for me? And you all do. Because I'm telling you, the map that you look at, that I see, that I send out every week, that I post on my Facebook page, that I talk to you about here, that map, that ever-changing map, is not a prediction of the future. It's a statement about your current consciousness now. And that map is telling me that the zeitgeist, the fiber of the collective mind, is different now. It's changed. And you can still believe that Mercury retrogrades are really bad for me. And I get that. They can be bad. That they can happen during times that feel pretty ew. They don't have to, though. No more than an Aries moon has to be empowering. I'm not kidding. So the zeitgeist, the change in our mass consciousness when Pluto went into Aquarius, and you look for what happened in the world during that time, and you really look for what happened during the time. And it wasn't the election. It was this change, this sort of sea change of like, wow, now what do we do? What's next? Like, something happened, it solidified, we have a new direction that we're heading, and now what? Where is my life? Where am I in all of that? And you know why it's important to ask where I am in all of that, meaning you? Is because Mars is in Leo, opposing that Pluto in Aquarius. Mars is in Leo asking, it's telling you the flow of energy is now on you. It's about you. It's not about what the world is doing. It's about you. And this whole thing about be the change you want to see. I get all the fucking, I'm sorry, I get excited. I get all the tropes. Okay, I get them. But beyond that, just nice, fun phrases that we like to tell each other, beyond all of that, there's a place in you that simply wants to be at peace, that wants to know everything is okay, and that does know everything's okay. But our crazy minds, okay, the mind that's just nonstop active, looking for ways that we're going to die, okay, is continuing to do what it's supposed to do. Look for ways we're going to die. And it locked on to Mercury. Oh, it's going backwards. We're going to die. It locked on to Mars. It's going backwards. We're going to die. Trump got elected. We're going to die. Do you get it? None of that has to be true. You can make it true for yourself. You can look at the world through a reality that you think defines you and that defines the truth, and you can follow it. Or you can consciously bring in a wisdom, and this is fire energy. You can bring in a wisdom that has faith, that has hope, that has trust, that defies the rules. We love our rules. Dear God, we love our rules. The mind is doing everything it can in its power to play this game safe, to think it's playing the game safe. And it does that by making it a commitment to find everything that's possibly unsafe for you. And it is good at it. Trust me, you know, the mind is good at it. But you're not your mind. You have something else guiding the mind. You have something else that's putting attention on the mind that can easily take attention off the mind. And it's kind of you. not your mind, it's you. There's a point in which you're choosing to follow a line of thinking. You hear that? You're choosing to follow a line of thinking. Does it not make sense that you could choose another line of thinking just as easily that has just as much evidence as the one you think you're following does? That's where astrology is really fun. We don't know anything about the planets. We don't know. Like, nobody should be able to look at your chart and say, this is going to happen. What you look at the chart and say, this is how you're processing it. This is the easy way to process it. This is the part that you should use to process it because you have this built in. So, if you're panicked, if you're worried about things that you're told that haven't happened yet, that you think are going to happen, then maybe that you're doing the very thing I'm talking about. Now, did you all know that the CEO of United Health got assassinated? It's kind of a zeitgeist because what happened was every insurance company in the country, in the world, probably scrubbed their websites and started taking a look at denial rate and what they mean. Is that possibly the message that Pluto gives? Like, you remember, Pluto comes in with a bang. Oh, God, sorry for the analogy. But Pluto comes in with a bang. It always leaves with a gift. It left in Capricorn already. You have to decide what the gift is. I'm not putting those words in your mouth, but you have to look at what the gift is and what the bang is. What's the new thing? What's the new consciousness that is getting developed here? Are we being really controlled and manipulated and hurt and totally used by our insurance companies? There was one moment where one of the insurance companies said they were going to monitor the length of time you were on anesthesia and fine the doctor for every minute over what they think should be allowed. They rescinded that, but that was one thing happening. So it looks to me like these sort of group collective things are going to be challenged. Call me naive. Maybe that's what this Pluto in Aquarius starts off as. Now, remember, when Pluto goes through a sign, it tells us all about that sign in the beginning. It gives us the bang. But when it ends, when it leaves, it's a completely different story. We also have closely related to the health industry, pharmaceutical companies controlling the narrative. There's a lot, I think, that's going to change. And a lot of people are fed up. And I think voices finally get to be heard. And I will never in a million years in this way support murder. It's hard to do both. It's hard to say I don't support murder and yet look at this awareness this created. And it's kind of like, oh, you know, it's a... I don't know. And then you have vigilantes who say that's the cost of waking people up. But is it? I don't know. I don't think so. That's way more intellectual than I want to go with you. Where I want to go with you is what this change, this is the beginning, you guys. We've talked about this. Pluto in Aquarius is phase one. We're going to have Saturn and we're going to have Neptune going into Aries. That's phase two. We're going to talk about that for real. We're going to have Uranus going into Gemini, and we're going to have Saturn going into Aries. We're going to have some change. The outer planets are telling us the landscape is very different. Now, your mind might say, yeah, the landscape's going to be different because there are bad people coming in charge. You could do that if you want. I have a deeper faith in that. I've heard about the worst that's going to ever happen. I've heard it my whole life. I've heard the gloom and doom stories. I've heard them. And all that I have to rely on is my inner connection. That's all you got. You can keep battling the shadows. You can keep acting like it's out here. But until you get it on the inside, it isn't going to change. I promise. Okay. It's just one thing after the other that we're promised. This is the devil. This is the devil. This is the devil. This is the, okay, whatever. It's always that out here. So astrology gets to help us a little bit with reining it in to see what is the overview in my life. What is my psyche? What is the change happening in my psyche? And right now, if you're an Aquarian, you're about to go through some deep, deep and profound changes if you have an Aquarius moon. Now, they're not going to happen tomorrow, but I can tell you in the next 10 years, most of you are going to know what I'm talking about. And if you're a Capricorn, you can share your stories. You can talk about it because you just went through it. And it's not just Aquarians, it's Leos, because Aquarius is opposite Leo. It's Scorpios, because Aquarius squares Scorpio. And it's Tauruses, who just went through Uranus. And that's up and coming. Fixed energies are here, Pluto in Aquarius. And Pluto isn't mean. Pluto just wants you to be in your truth. It wants you to stop lying. It wants you to stop believing what isn't, you can't prove, whatever. It's like, touch it, feel it. Let's look at really what's happening here. And it just started. You have plenty of time. And we have plenty of time together to get in the boat and laugh about it because we're going to have some fun. Pluto has been in fixed signs before. It's been in Aquarius before. We'll talk about all that. We'll follow it. Neptune has been in Aries before. But I think it points to the fact that we no longer have to be passive. Not just about the world, but we don't have to be passive about our personal lives anymore. You're going to get to make choices that actually assert that you love yourself, that you are yourself, that you feel yourself, and you're going to get support in doing that. So astrology is more than Pluto. Astrology is more than the outer planets. We have the personal planets. We have Venus and Aquarius right now. So Aquarians, in the next 30 days, people are going to like you for a minute. Take advantage of it. Venus is going to be with you. You can be charming now. You don't have to be like loved for your difference. You don't have to be like aloof because it's cool. You can actually come and talk to the common folk and sort of be real and be honest and be loving and have that little twinkle in your eye. Because God knows Aquarians have a twinkle, and they also have an amazing ability to connect with people. And they have a little bit of a phobia about being absorbed by what they're connecting to. So I get it. Now, this week, Mercury is going to slow down to a crawl. And Mars is going to start speeding up in its backwards motion. So I think what we have on the table here with Mercury retrograde as it speeds up is Mercury is slowing down, that we start feeling like, okay, let's double check. Let's feel how we're doing. Let's be more thoughtful. Let's take a look at things. Like, take a minute with things. Reactivity is a little tough right now. Mars isn't letting you overreact, and Mercury certainly doesn't want you to overreact. Mercury, remember, is slowing to a crawl until it goes forward next Sunday, and Mars is speeding up in a backwards motion. So both are saying kind of like, try not to overreact. See if you can sort of think this out, think this through. I've been definitely overreacting a little bit, watching myself overreact. But also watching myself kind of like have a better awareness of the motive, better awareness of what I'm doing. It feels like I can watch myself a little easier. Is that a Mercury retrograde thing? Do you guys feel that way too? Are you able to see yourself? Now, can you do that without adding the mental? Now, remember, two things happening. You have an observer watching what you do, and you have a mind looking for what's going to hurt you. The mind looking for what is going to hurt you is extraordinarily critical. So you might be looking at how you're doing, and then critical mind comes in and like, compares, relates, judges, hates. It's crazy how strong that critical mind can be. So as Mercury slows down, are you able to observe yourself and see also the critical mind pick up a little bit, because that happens. That's normal. What isn't normal is us going, ah, I see that critic. I hear that critic. Every time I walk my neighborhood, I've told you this. Now it's Christmas decorations. Everyone's got Christmas decorations up. I'm every other year Christmas decoration guy. I mean, sometimes I'm moved, sometimes I'm not. I was kind of a little almost into it this year, but now I've settled for I'm putting a green bulb on one side of the porch light and a red bulb on the other. That's sort of my, because I saw that and I thought that was cute. Everyone else in my neighborhood, I think they hired professionals and they have like elaborate, classy, giant wreaths. You think my critical mind just let that go? It did not, right? Because what did it say? It's like, you're poor. You don't belong here. The first thing, you, these people, like they're the real deal. You're an imposter, which is what I've always felt my whole life. I'm a Sun-Uranus conjunction. I always felt like I didn't fit in, which is perfect. So that's classic. Good. My mind is working. The critic is here. Yay. Good for me. And I'm walking with the boys. And of all the places, Javi needs to poop in front of the neighbor's yard, where the front door is, which means I have to now go fake a poop pickup. And that's what I do. I fake a poop pickup. And y'all can hate me for that. But there are so many turkeys and wildlife out here that his little, tiny little finger-shaped poop should not make a difference. But I have to pretend I care. And so I go do it. Isn't that an evil thing? So I'm confessing it to everybody. I fake it. Unless I don't. If somebody's going to step it, this isn't a wilderness. I want you all to realize this isn't somebody's pristine front yard. This is a wilderness. And the front yard is filled with pine trees and wildlife. And so, yeah, what can I say? I'm using good judgment, but I'm telling you, the critic is alive and well. And I see it. So there's, I go, thanks, Javi. Great. And so I go do it. I bend over. I pick up a pine cone and I, you know, walk away because I want to appease the neighbors. And then it all starts, right? So Mercury is a perfect time to notice the activity happening in a brain. It is. And if you can notice, if some part of you is noticing that your mind is being super critical, then that means you're not identifying with that mind. You're actually seeing it, so it can't be you. You're hearing it, so you're separate from it. I'm taking a break and going into the room and seeing how you guys are doing, because I know I get excited and follow a path, and I don't want to lose my I don't want to lose my way. Okay, let's see here. Oh, we got some comments happening. Remember, if you click comments, then look at the top of the comments that you, where it says the number of comments, and change it to all comments. You can see everybody because I tend not to do that. All right. Let's see how you guys are doing. They're hooray for Jaying you. Hi, Michelle. Thanks for being here. Hi, Maya. Thank you. Hi, Penny. Pamela, insurance stockholders. What's the difference? Insurance and stockholders. Interesting. Interesting, Pamela. I got to give that some real thought. Joy, welcome. Good morning. Loving the planetary action for this Gemini. Life is getting better and better. Yes, thank you. It is. And sometimes it sucks horribly, right? And we are okay because we're not any of those things. We're riding through. Nadine, Mark, having gone through Pluto and Capricorn over my ascendant in Mars, are you saying that Pluto in Aquarius is going to slam me again with profound change and challenge because my sun is in Scorpio, a fixed sign? Well, it's different when it's a square, Nadine. First of all, we have to really take a minute and appreciate what Pluto did for your Capricorn. And it doesn't sound like, I don't know. You have to tell me, did you notice? Were you different? Are you more strong? Do you feel more able to confront the world? Because that's what Pluto did for me when it crossed my ascendant after it kicked my butt for a minute. The square is simply saying that you'll notice when your Scorpio wants to do something, you'll have a different kind of wisdom that you're going to be pulling from, and you'll be choosing between one or the other. Squares aren't necessarily butt kicking. They are choice making. You'll get choices. Charlene says, a wonderful morning to you all. What about those of us who have our North Node in Aquarius? Yes, North Node is like the pull to, like, you finally get some power to make sure, and you got to look and find out where Uranus is in your chart. That's just like, take a moment, but it's like, I'm here to do my North Node. And with Pluto there, I'm here to remove any obstacles that are preventing me from seeing that bigger picture, from seeing that I'm part of a bigger group, from seeing that there are things that we could do as a collective mind. And so wherever your North Node is, Pluto there is going to help laser pierce through obstacles that prevent you from that happiness that the North Node promises. Jennifer is in the house. Hi, Jennifer. Lakshmi Dove. Jennifer is an amazing astrologer, also an advisor at One Two Listen. Please reach out to these people. Catching the second half of Monday morning party. Good to be here, she says. Chris, minimalist like a ship. Minimus like a ship, port and starboard. That's great. Hi, Chris, Diana. Thanks for being here. I'm hitting refresh real quick. Because I lingered a little too long to see. I just want to make sure that I get all the comments. If you don't mind, give me a sec here. Okay, there we go. I did. Okay, good, good, good. So, you guys, I love that you're including your chart in this talk because there's a full moon coming. It is in Gemini. And as we enter the full moon, we get light, okay? Let me see what this is saying. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. There's a message popping up for me from Facebook, but I thought it might be one of you guys, but it's okay. We're good. We're good. I shouldn't be paying attention. We head toward a full moon, which is 24 degrees of Gemini. You want to know that part of your life, we're illuminating, we're getting brighter and brighter and brighter. And on the day of the full moon, it stops getting bright, right? It starts releasing. So if we're attracting in now, a lot of people would say that this is the time when you attract what you want into your life. This is the time you intend for what you want. Okay, and so if it's in Gemini and you have a Gemini moon, a Gemini rising, a Gemini sun, if you have Mercury close to something, that's very important. That think about it. The ruler of Gemini is Mercury, and Mercury is going to go forward. It's going to stop moving backwards on Sunday with the full moon. So both, and the full moon being the ruler, Mercury rules. I think there's going to be huge insight for us. If you can find Gemini in your chart, that's where the moon is activating. That's where it's going to be illuminated. That to me is information. Gemini is all about the information, all about the understanding. Something you're struggling with, I think the answer is you're going to get an answer. You're going to find something that really moves you, that really means something to you under this energy. Now, the other thing that's going on, and if you are a Gemini, man, I hope you feel it. I hope you feel the enthusiasm because since it's a full moon, it also means that the sun will be in Sag. And so because they're opposite each other on a full moon, that's why we see the moon so brightly. So we're entering this time of potential spiritual excitement, spiritual wisdom, whatever that means to you. But I'm telling you, with almost 90% assurity, I don't like to speak too fanatically, most of that spirituality isn't out here. You find it in here. And it reflects out here. So if you're seeing only crap happening out here, and Jupiter is going to be a part of that full moon, by the way. If you're seeing just crap out here, you guys, there's a moment where you go, okay, can I maybe wash my filter a minute? Can I just clean it for a minute? Change an attitude for a minute? What kind of abuse are you laying on yourself when you refuse to see the world as possibly the reflection of you? And if it's not a pretty world, like changing that reflection, it's not hard. It's a choice. Now, as we're moving, as this week unfolds, which I'm looking at really intensely because it's definitely, I mean, the sun, okay, so I'm watching the planets on a chart right now on a grid, and I'm moving them forward one day at a time. And so I get to see like how things are going to move. Now, on December, let me see. On December, okay, so the 13th is Friday. Friday is the 13th, which is fun. I love that. It's an excuse to have a sale. We are having a sale on 1-2-day Thursday. The moon is going to conjunct Jupiter on Friday, which means if you're doing anything that needs extra support or you want some extra good luck, that's a crazy good day. It happens to be Friday the 13th. Okay, keep that in mind. If you're going to launch something, if you're going to, like a lot of you probably refuse to launch anything under these retrogrades, which is fine. I understand. But if there's something you need, you have no choice, but you have to pick a day and do it, a surgery, anything, Friday, Thursday and Friday are both really good days for that. We're getting so much support from the Grand Trine in Fire. We're getting the trines in air because Venus and Jupiter are now connecting. A lot of good luck coming. And I mean that. And Mercury's going to go direct Sunday, which means after that, we're going to see Mercury back in the fire sign going forward again, connecting to Jupiter and Venus and Mars. And we're going to like this feeling of hope. And what I like to do with feelings of hope, or when there's a setup in the sky that says this is kind of hopeful, is to get you guys to put it into action. So starting today, you have a chance to start thinking, like, how do I clean my lens? How do I clean the part of me that's looking at the world in a sort of darker way? Take a breath with it and actually see yourself cleaning the inside of your eyeballs, the third eye too. Like, just wipe it away. How clean is that room? Pick a, like, see it. See it, just a clean, clean, clean room in your mind, a room of your mind. And just daily, just see if there's something nagging you, picture it as a cord that's stuck in you and pull it out. You can cut it. It's okay. Like changing the contractual agreements with whatever it is that's bugging you, whatever it is that's bugging you, change the agreement. Because I can tell you, if it's a bill, if it's money, if it's worries like that, that's very old, old parental energy. And I can promise you that the judgy voice you're hearing about all that stuff, That's old. And it's not making it wrong. It's just sorry, unplug it. Okay, thank you. I hear you. Goodbye. I'm done. And what we're doing is we're working toward the full moon. We're working to this point where the full moon gets a chance to reset us, okay, to really have better ideas. So this week is the week you do it, because we have these aspects that are saying extreme good fortune. And I mean that. Venus trining Jupiter, Mercury part of the Grand Trine with Mars, and Chiron. Jupiter and Chiron, whenever they're connected, and they are connected by what's every other sign connection, that's like what the Magi call the Cinderella aspect. We're seeing things here that are like bringing wishes true. So if you're bogged down, if you're really bogged down during this cycle, let's take a look at cleaning the lens, seeing what the bog is, seeing if it's associated with judgment, with voices from your past. I had a family. I have what 9 uncles and aunts on each side, and a couple of nice ones, but most of them just some of the most judgmental, critical, mean people you ever want to meet. Honestly, I'm not a big fan of the extended family. I'm not. My grandmother, I adored. Because she saw me and knew that I was like, oh, I'm in this, but I'm not of it. And she saw that and she put her arm around me. Thank God she did, because I don't know who I'd be without that kind of somebody seeing me and throwing me a lifeline and saying, it's going to be okay. I love you. Come on in. And she did. She was great. She was from Beirut. She left at 10 years old. And was in an arranged marriage in the U.S. A war broke out. She never saw her mother again or her father. And from that moment on, she raised a family, became one of the finest cooks in the country, seriously. Whatever, survived. So yeah, I get it. Some of her kids were also survivors, but they survived from whatever they needed to do in a critical sense. And it's all in me, every one of their critical voices. So it's a big mountain to overcome when you're looking at things like, oh, I should be like, where do you think that comes from? If it's in you, where do you think it comes from? This sort of like self-evaluation and the critic and the feeling bad that, and maybe it's not even, you don't even see it as a direct attack on you. Maybe it's just a certain hate of the world because of where you're feeling in your life. That doesn't necessarily, it still translates to there's a part of you beating the hell out of yourself just by being unhappy. It's a requirement. Those two go hand in hand. You're beating yourself up over something, but you think you're beating the world up, or you think it's your neighbor, or you think it's your partner, or you think it's this person, or you think it's this event that's making you feel terrible. And that just pushes it further away from what's really making you feel terrible, which is a collection of beliefs and judgments that are just slamming you. One thing that this fire trine can do is burn it off. Move it into a different place of openness, of awareness, of kindness. And that's the gift of fire signs. Have you ever been around a fire sign, a Leo, for example, or a Sag or an Aries when they're being nice? Because I know they get a bad rap, right? So self-serving, blah, blah, blah. But when they turn their attention on you, it's kind of like embarrassingly cool. It's fire love. Fire love is fun, is crazy. It's kind of delicious. And it pisses me off because then they take it away. Why does it have to go? But it's not them taking away. It's me. Actually, if it didn't go away, I wouldn't appreciate it. So what I'm saying is that's available to all of us in the air right now, in the space right now, a grand trine in fire, and Aries is kicking it off today. And as we go through the week, that Aries is going to be with us all day tomorrow. And on Wednesday in the morning, we're going to enter the Taurus zone. And Taurus is going to be with us through Friday morning. And in that Taurus energy, which is, remember, coming Wednesday, we're going to see that now the only piece of real Earth in the sky, other than Uranus and Taurus, which is an oxymoron, is going to be the moon. And it's during that time where you get to check in on your body. Check in on your comfort. Check in on your, I don't know, your finances, your furniture, what makes you safe. Do the thing that makes you safe here. And that you're only going to get a glimpse of Earth for a couple days. Serious. I know it sounds so funny, but that's it. And then it goes into Gemini on Friday morning through till the full moon, okay, which is Sunday. So, and that's pretty magic. That's where we get the gift of Mercury is going to stop. And the gift of Mercury is that it's a Gemini moon, not that Mercury stops. When Mercury stops, it can feel a little wonky. So on Sunday, if you're feeling a little, oh, Mark said this was going to feel good. If it doesn't, it's just give it a minute because Mercury is stopped. It's not moving. Visually, it is really moving. Trust me, it would be the end of the universe if it wasn't. But it looks like we're passing it in such a way that it's slowed down. So will we. And then all of a sudden, inch by inch, step by step, it will join the ranks of the fire signs in the sky, adding more inspiration, more joy, eventually connecting to Jupiter. And I will be here with you next week to talk about that full moon because that's when it's going to happen. It will be the day after. So I get to come be with you on Sunday, on Monday, and we're going to talk about it. And then we're also going to take a break on 1-2 at about the 23rd. So the week of Christmas, and it's Hanukkah week too. Hanukkah falls on Christmas this year. We'll take a break, but you know, there's nothing to stop us. That's why I want you to get on the mailing list from saying, hey, we're doing a prediction show, or we're coming back early, or I'm going to have my show anyway, even though nobody else is, because I could do that, right? So get on the mailing list, 12house.com, and see what we're up to so we can stay in touch. I want to stay in touch with you during the time. This Christmas feels different than others. I don't know why. I don't feel as many of you, well, I could be wrong, but it doesn't seem like as many of you are going in the pain, into the pain cycle that I see a lot of holidays where it was just felt a little sad and hopeless. Esther's asking, what if Aquarius is my Venus? Well, then you're having a Venus return, Esther, and people will be really nice to you. So get a lot of favors handled. Ask people for a lot of stuff. When you have your Venus return, it's hard not to love you. But it's hard not to love you anyway. I get that. All right, let's come down, see how you all are doing. Ba, ba, ba. Okay. Okay. Hi, Renee. Nadine. Oh my God. Total change. I have had to be extremely strong. This is Pluto on her ascendant. She had to leave a 29-year relationship for someone else, say the least. I have had to be extremely strong to leave a 29-year relationship for someone else, say the least. Wow. So think about it. Pluto hit her ascendant. What's it also opposing when it hits your ascendant? Your relationship house. And she did it. Kathleen's in the house. Kat is coming up next. A new voice for Kat. Kat got a new microphone. I'm so excited for her. She's adorable with her technology and a Gemini. She plays like she doesn't know her technology, and then all of a sudden she flips a bunch of things and it all works. She's really good. Welcome, Kat. Thanks for being here. Tara, thanks for the hope and the reset. This old energy coming up this week sucks. Yeah, Tara, listen, I get that. And I think what we get to do with this old energy is sort of like notice more than identify with. That's going to be my best advice this week. I promise you. Notice, don't identify with it. And energetically, visually, see it burning in the fires of the Grand Trine energy. I think that would be such a sweet thing to do. Thank you, Mark and Jay. Here's for the warmth of the fire signs. Yeah, you guys are getting it. The fire signs, man, it's like we get a little dose of it here. And that love from the fire, woo! And Jennifer's underscoring that. Fire love is where it's at. It is. Fire love is great. And, you know, you learn when it comes to fire and the air signs, don't try to control it. Like, take it, love it when it's here. Like, I have Gemini friends. For years, I've had Gemini friends. They love me, like, and then... What? Who are you? You just learn to love the moment, and it teaches you that. It really does. Karen Erickson, good morning, everybody tuning in late. Gemini in my 12th. My moon is in Sag. Spirituality and humor quiets my inner critic. Yeah, that's so sweet, Karen, especially as a Virgo. You Virgos have such a hard time taming the mind that is designed to be the filter of everything. So you have this mind, it's a critical mind, it's the symbol of separating grains of sand by shape, synthesizing everything they can. Virgos think about everything. So for you to say coming inside quiets you is such a sweet thing to know about yourself, especially in the Virgo world. I'm telling you, once you can ignite the Virgo mind, it's like, wow. And we all have a sort of form of Virgo mind, just because the mind sort of reminds me of a little Gemini Virgo in general, all of our minds. Okay. I think there's one more. I'm hitting refresh. Hey, Jennifer, you're welcome. You guys, these advisors at 1-2, listen, big sale Thursday, please underscore that. This is your chance to meet these amazing people if you haven't already. I know a lot of you come to the rooms and you get a reading here, but nothing like being on the phone with them or being in a chat privately with their full attention on you. And let me tell you, it is a gift to work around them, but I hope that you'll consider on the 12th is where the computer randomizes all the prices, and they're crazy. It's a great deal. It's a good chance to see somebody that you haven't talked to before. And the prices change at midnight Wednesday, so late. And all of a sudden, if there's somebody on there you haven't talked to or you'd like to talk to, please, please, please give it a chance. Give it a run. Okay, I'm hitting one more refresh and then we're going to summarize this week ahead. Yeah, it's been a particularly critical time period. I am like... I'm grateful for Mercury to do that because I want Mercury to show me where's the weakness? Where's the obsession? Where's this, you know, source from? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That's good. Okay. So let's take one last thing. I need to make sure that you know to put the full moon at 24 degrees in your chart. So wherever that is in your chart, if it's in the 12th house, let's go through real quick. If it's in your 12th house, I'm telling you, silence on the inside, taking care of your health, reading your body. This is where the energy of that full moon is. It's understanding things in a different way. So one of the things we could ask for as an intention is the wisdom of Mercury, because that's ruler of Gemini, the wisdom to come forward. Because listen, you don't need to direct the wisdom. If it's wise, it's very obvious. And if it's coming from an inner place in you, if it's not coming from your critical mind, it's not asking the critical mind, the very mind that's torturing you, to come up with something different. It's asking this observer mind to bring you some wisdom. Just ask for it and don't look for it. Just say, bring it, please, bring it to me. and remove your attention and have an intent that at some point you'll have an aha, you'll have a breakthrough. Why not play with the concept that there is a force that works for you every minute, but won't intervene, because that would mean that you need intervention. It just does by invitation. Let's just pretend. Just by invitation, you say, hey, will you come help me? Help me see this a different way. Help me feel this a different way. Could you help me just look at this somehow differently? And then give it up, hand it over. I was talking to someone the other day, and I was like, you know, I was telling him that that's what I do. I see my mind going a little crazy, and I just hand it over. And they said, I can't hand it over. That doesn't work for me. But what I can do is I can remember that there is another way to look at it, that there are other options. And that's all we got to do. If you're walking down a path that you see the world is falling apart and you're going to be hurt in that world and it's not going to be good for you, that is the very symptom of a mind that thinks it's going to be that whose job is to find what threatens it. And so it finds it. That's a potential threat. And then if you follow that mind, it will take you to every other thing that's a potential threat. So this week, since we're dealing with a mental sign of Gemini as the full moon, let's ask for the other mind to bring some support and wisdom. I know it can sound a little woo-woo-y, but the ask isn't a prayer so much as an intention. Like, I expect to have some wisdom from that full moon. I expect that we're going to see something that gets me out of a certain trap that I've been in. And if you can do that, if you're willing to join me on that, I'm telling you, we can make this the most fun full moon we've ever had. I'm going to be able to check up on you next Tuesday when we get to that point of it. So I'm looking for questions now. I'm coming in the room one last time just to make sure you guys are okay. I'm willing to see this differently, A Course in Miracles, Lori. Yes, I'm willing to see this differently. It's so beautiful, you guys, just to say it. I'm willing. Just be willing. And the mind doesn't want you necessarily to do that, because if you see it differently, you'll give up the mind. Your mind won't be as powerful. It can't scare you as much. And there is so much. There's so many people willing to scare you. And the mind goes, yes, see, that's scary. I believe them. That's all. We just got to know it's happening. That's it. Does that mean if you're scared, you failed? No, not at all. I mean, if I get scared, when I get scared a lot, it's like I call in the reinforcements in my mind. Like, okay, I'm just obsessing on this way too much. I got to reset it somewhere. But someone has to be the adult in the room. You get me? You feel it? Someone's got to say, okay, you're looking at that way too heavily. It's got to be you. You're not going to listen to anybody telling you, what are you doing staring at that for so long? How does one find out when their Venus return is? All you need to know is where your Venus is right now in your natal chart. And there's a million things you could do. Look, if Venus, you can do it sort of mentally. You could ask somebody just to say, when's the next time Venus is going to be, or you could Google, like if your Venus is in Capricorn, you would Google, when is Venus going to be in Capricorn 2025? And it'll tell you the dates. And that's your Venus return. Melinda says, major life, oh, my screen just burped. Ugh. Someday, I want to blame Facebook, but this could be my own personal incompetence. Hold on. I'll get back there. Notice I say it could be my own personal incompetence. I'm not totally willing to take responsibility for the fact that my fingers hit a reset. Major life changes. Melinda Lewis says major life changes. Well, Melinda, if that's happening, all the better to build the reinforcement on the inside. Grab the hand of that little girl inside of you, or whatever metaphor works for you, to make sure that you have an opportunity to not completely fold into the critical mind of fear and worry. You just want some other way to go there. Okay, Joni says, happy Monday. Good things are coming, Mark. Love you. I love you back, Joni. Thank you. Mark, thank you so much. I woke up early this morning without much grumbling and had energy. Totally thrilled to have energy. Then discovered the moon in Aries. I know, Becky, it's fun, right? When we know we're kind of in sync with where the moon is. I felt the same way too. Like, I remember yesterday even telling John, I woke up and said, it's weird. And he goes, what? I go, I'm kind of in a good mood. It's so silly, but it is kind of like, and I think he was like, oh God, thank goodness. I guess I maybe have been a little grumpy, but it's like to appreciate it, to separate from it, to know, okay, this is the grump phase. And I now am willing to see if I'm just criticizing everything, like I see, he's active, that part of my brain, that Jupiter in Virgo. But now I'm not as identifying it as much. I'm not as going in as deeply. In fact, I did manage to screw in the red and the green bulb on the porch light to find that one of the porch lights is broken, which is great because, of course, an excuse to buy another one. Whatever. Look, you guys, I so appreciate Mondays and you. I'm so grateful that you're willing to come here. You know, it means the world to me to be connected to such an crazy, insane, beautiful group of people. And I mean those words in the most positive way I could possibly say them. Good luck this week. It's a full moon. I know you're going to be okay because the moon gets brighter and our life will feel a little brighter. It just will. And I want you to align with me and join with me on that idea. In the same vein, don't forget about the sale on Thursday. And speaking of light beams, stay tuned for the amazing Kat Nicholson coming up next, and Lori Love after her, Jamie Dawn after her, and Serena Leon after her. Beautiful lineup. One Two Radio is here for you always. I'm here for you always. My staff is here for you always. You mean the world to me. Let's talk next Monday. Thank you for coming. You guys have a beautiful day.